Hello and welcome to this episode of the Go Higher West Yorkshire Uni Connect podcast. Still need to find a short abbreviation for that. This time round, I'm actually joined by a special guest host, who is Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, welcome to the Go Higher West Yorkshire Uni Connect podcast.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be a co-host with me today?
I am excited to be a co-host with you today.
Yeah, do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're from, what you do?
Yes, so as Jake said, my name is Rebecca. I am also an outreach officer for Go Higher West Yorkshire, and I'm based at the University of Huddersfield. So I'm actually glad to be recording this in like my hometown.
I was going to say, we're in your ends, aren't we?
Yeah, we're in my ends.
Whilst we're not at the University of Huddersfield, we are at Kirklees College today, who do have loads of different institutions, like facilities based around West Yorkshire. But their main one is Waterfront Building, which is in Huddersfield. So yeah, I feel like I have to show a bit more respect to you because we're in your...
ground.
Well, thank you very much for joining us for this episode. This time, we're actually going to be talking about clearing. I haven't been through clearing myself. I don't think you have either, have you, Rebecca?
No, I haven't been through clearing.
So we decided it was probably a perfect idea, as we always do, to get an expert on the subject onto the show. So it's my pleasure to recommend to invite Jenny onto the show. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Jake.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself, what you do, where you're from?
Yep, so I'm Jenny Quinn. I'm a careers advisor with Calderdale and Kirklees Careers. And I'm actually based at Kirklees College. So I've worked as a careers advisor for about 20 years in secondary education and further education. And UCAS has always been a big part of my role. So I've supported hundreds of students through the clearing process.
Do you want to quickly say, what CNK Careers is and what you guys
do? So we're the local careers service. And we have advisors working in a variety of schools and colleges throughout Calderdale and Kirklees, and working to support students that are leaving education, those that are looking for employment and training as well. They work out in the community.
Cool. So there may be someone within your own institution, wherever you're listening to this, there may be someone from CNK Careers who's in your institution, which would be a really good person for any, I guess, questions related to moving on into higher education or their future path. So, no, thank you so much for joining us and for coming on the show for this episode. I guess we kind of got to start with what is clearing? If you could sort of take us through that, I guess.
What is it? So it's the last opportunity to apply for higher education before term starts in the autumn. So the process actually starts quite early on in the summer, around the 5th of July, and it'll run until the end of September, beginning of October. So more places become available on the A-level and BTEC results day on Thursday, the 17th of August. Plenty of choice, so there are around 30,000 places available each year in clearing. Wow. So lots of different factors to consider. It's actually lost a lot of the stigma that it used to have. It's changed so much, especially in the last, I'd say, 10 years.
Yeah.
So lots of courses that were never seen in clearing before are now available.
Yeah.
So courses such as nursing and allied health courses, we see more places through clearing for those. So the stats show that only half of the recent undergraduates who applied through clearing applied because they missed the grades that they needed for their firm and insurance choices. So there's a variety of reasons why students will look at clearing. So it may be because they missed out on the grades that they need. They might have done better than predicted. So clearing could be an opportunity to maybe revisit those courses that they discounted previously, maybe because they thought they were like too aspirational. Some students' circumstances have changed, so previously, at the point of application, they might not have been able to move away from home. Or it might be that because of circumstances, they've got to look at institutions closer to home. They may have completely changed their mind. So it could be about 10 months since they originally applied and they've had a total change of heart on the course or the career that they want to pursue. And for a handful of students, it could be their first point of application. So they might not have considered it until now, and it's their first time of making the application into higher education. So a few things to consider. So if you're looking at clearing, having not gained the grades to meet the conditions of your firm and insurance choice, if you've just maybe narrowly missed out, then it's worthwhile having a conversation with the university. If you've already shown your commitment to the courses, the firm and insurance, you've done your research, you've probably spent time travelling to visit an open day, then, you know, showing that commitment, they're going to want to do what they can do to help you to secure that place. So don't assume that you've missed out on your place. Give the university a ring. Arm yourself with any information that may add value to your situation. So you could swing their decision if they're still at that point where they're making the decision on results day. And then if you're thinking about going through clearing because you've done better or you've changed your mind, you can actually self-release into clearing.
Okay.
So previously you had to contact your firm and insurance to be released from that kind of contract. But now you can go onto UCAS Hub and actually self-release. So all that power is in your hands.
Oh, that's really handy.
Absolutely, yeah. But before you do that, speak to the universities first. Yeah. Get an indication, a verbal indication of whether they will be able to consider you. So don't decline straight away. And if you've changed your mind, then the new subject may be on offer at your firm or your insurance choice. Yeah. And you might have to go through clearing.
There's so many different reasons to go through clearing, isn't there? I think so many people, like, I think you're right that there used to be quite a stigma around it of, oh, have you not got good enough grades?
Like a last chance saloon type thing.
And it's not a last chance saloon anymore, is it? It's just another opportunity, or it's like a, it's kind of like your last port of call to make your final changes almost before you go on, I feel like maybe is a better way of looking at it. Which I think is like a much more positive way to look at it as well. It's your last chance. So is this really what you want to do? Are you happy with your choice? Yeah, perfect. Confirm. If not, you've got that chance to relook at it.
Yeah, I just think it adds a really good level of flexibility, doesn't it? Because I know that when I was a lot younger, there was definitely a stigma around it, and it was kind of like clearing was the thing that nobody wanted to like go into. It was seen as like this really strange pool of something that happens over there if you don't get good enough grades, when really and truly, like you said, there's a load of different reasons that people would change their mind or their circumstances change, because, you know, if you're applying in the autumn, a lot changes and a lot of life can happen between then and summer. So I think it's really good that that perception of it is kind of shifting, and and it gives people that chance of, like, just because you've decided it's something at one point, you're not then bound to it forever.
And equally, if you are in a situation where maybe you haven't got the grades that you wanted to go on to maybe your firm choice or your secondary choice, it means that it's still not necessarily a negative, because it's sort of, it's an opportunity for you to do that. Isn't your higher education journey over? You might have sort of had to, there's all sorts of different circumstances that can happen that mean you don't get the results that you sort of predicted or thought you're going to get. So it's a really good opportunity for you to be like, okay, it's not the end of my higher education journey or, or anything like that. There is still loads of options available for me. Which I think is sort of, again, a positive way of looking at it. Because it really was like, you would wait till results day, wouldn't you? And if clearing, you didn't even think about clearing until after results day, whether you knew you had to think about it or not. But actually knowing it's there beforehand is much more useful.
Yeah, the system is great now in terms of offering that flexibility.
No, that is great. What can students do to find out more about the other higher education institutions that they're considering for clearing?
So UCAS are going to be displaying live updates of all the courses available through clearing from the 5th of July. So if you are thinking about going through clearing, then think about what you liked most about your original choice. So was it the general subject, or was it something specific about the course that you liked? When you're looking at the different modules that a university offers, you know, what range of choice are they offering you in terms of the flexibility of the qualification? And then make a shortlist. So do your research, find the courses that you're interested in, maybe see what existing students think about the university through forums such as the student room. There's opportunities to do virtual tours online. Some universities these days actually run pre-clearing open days as well, beginning of July. Cool. So that offers you the chance to go and visit and look around the facilities, speak to the tutors and speak to the current students as well. And there's also a service called Clearing Plus.
Okay.
So UCAS Clearing Plus. So they will match you to courses that you may find interesting. So if you're eligible for clearing, then you'll see a button in the UCAS hub called See Matches, and you can express an interest in some of those courses, and then the university or the college will contact you directly to discuss that. That's a relatively new service that UCAS offer.
I guess that's something that's really handy for students that are maybe deciding they want to go to university but aren't really exactly sure what they want to do, or I guess if they thought they knew what they wanted to do, and sort of same as what we were saying earlier, and they've changed their mind or they didn't get the grade that they wanted to do, it gives you a really good option and sort of suggestions for things that do apply and are applicable.
Yeah, I guess it takes some of that, I don't want to say overwhelm, but for lack of a better word, if you do know what I mean, if you kind of had your sights set on something, it's like, oh, these options are well suited. It takes a bit of that. Now I have to kind of look at everything, so that's quite cool.
You've got... Because I guess it kind of comes back to what you were saying when you need to consider these things, but you've suddenly got a lot of big decisions to make, I guess, in a shorter amount of time. And the more support that you have available for that makes all these things easier. Yeah, so I think something that students should sort of consider is that, especially the students that have decided sort of last minute that they maybe want to go onto university or into higher education, that some of these other students that are applying have been looking at this since the year before and sort of like attending open days, finding out information, and you've got to do this in a short amount of time. So it really is a time to take advantage of the sort of support that's available to you. So contact those institutions. There's all people in the advice teams and in the student services and things like that that can easily answer any questions you have or give you sort of information about what it's like there and things like that. Yeah. And that's just another really useful tool, having that available to sort of, kind of, you're right, that takes away some of that extra pressure and one more job sort of to do.
Exactly.
And don't get me wrong, you maybe still look at like courses of what interests you, because that's quite important, but it's give you a starting point.
It's really a nice
useful
starting point, isn't it? It's a nice kind of, okay, this is where I start, and then broaden your horizons from there.
Yeah, so if you anticipate that you may be going through clearing because you've changed your mind, then you can do all that research beforehand.
Yeah.
So that's reducing the risk of kind of like making a decision spur of the moment.
Yeah.
And if you are looking at a completely different subject area, then something else that you can be doing is creating a new personal statement.
Yes.
As the universities and colleges will probably want to see an indication of why you've changed your mind and what you've done to research and explore that interest.
Yeah. In that personal statement, would you address that you've changed your course?
Yes, because they'll be able to see their initial personal statement.
Okay. So they will have access to both.
Yeah. So they will ask you to email a personal statement directly to admissions.
Yeah. Makes sense. See, look at these little tips. I would never have thought about anything like that. So it's good to have these sort of things that I think as a student as well that's approaching clearing, again, this goes back to when I sort of went through the system, but you only think about it in a certain way, and sort of I think it can be, there's a lot of things to actually consider that might be extra things that you need to do that you hadn't even thought about beforehand. And rather than finding out about them on the day when you decide to go and do it, you can, it's good to have that extra knowledge going into it, which I think is really useful.
Yeah.
Something else that I guess students will maybe be a bit concerned about is the element of student finance that comes into it.
Yeah.
Because obviously other students aren't going through clearing, if you were applying to university, you may have already done a student finance application or might not have started one at all. So is there anything that students need to be aware of that?
So hopefully the applicants have already applied for student finance to guarantee that that's going to be in place at the start of the course. If your university and course changes, then it's easily sorted out via the online application. So you would just change your details. So if your circumstances haven't changed, so if you're still, for example, moving away from home and outside of London, and the course tuition fees are the same, then your student finance will remain the same. It's just a case of changing it on student finance.
Yeah.
So we encourage all students to meet that May deadline for the student finance.
Yes.
And even if at that stage they haven't decided which is going to be their firm choice,
yeah,
then it can all be changed quite easily.
That hopefully gives some people who maybe will have a bit of a stress over that a bit of peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
What about for students that are applying and they hadn't sort of met that deadline, they just decided they wanted to apply for university? Is there a...
There's still chance that all the assessments can be made and the finance can be in place,
yeah,
by the beginning of the course.
Yeah.
And I suppose another question that students may have is about accommodation if they're moving away from home.
Yes, that was actually next on my list. Yeah.
Looking at a completely different new town or city, then most universities will guarantee a place in student halls,
yeah,
for every first year.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So they sometimes hold some of the accommodation options back, yeah, specifically for students going through clearing. Yeah.
That's really good, isn't it? Because I feel like so many... That's another worry, is that so many students will feel like, oh, well, now I'm delayed. Everyone else has already sort of applied, got their places, and I'm going to get like the pick of what's left sort of thing.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No, definitely.
I think it's really reassuring as well that, like, it normalises clearing a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That universities are considering people that choose that option or go down that route before they've even done it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've covered accommodation, which was the next point. With the actual sort of event of clearing,
mm-hmm,
what's that day look like?
Yeah, so prepare to make the call. So have a look at the vacancies. You might have already done that initial research, so you've got an idea of which universities or colleges you want to contact. And when you make that call, make sure you've got all the important information that you need in front of you. So you might need your UCAS number,
yeah,
have a copy of your personal statement, your A-level, BTEC or access grades, and your GCSE grades as well.
Yeah.
Have a working pen with you, because they may ask you quite a few things that you may need to make a note of. Before you make the call, maybe write a few brief notes down about your motivations, so why you want to apply for that course, why that university,
yeah,
if you've changed your mind about a subject area, then why. Don't dwell on what you didn't achieve if you're going through clearing because you haven't met the conditions of your firm and your insurance. Just focus on what you've got to offer.
Yeah.
Just try to remember that universities don't want empty places, so they're on your side.
Yeah.
Stay calm and confident throughout. Prepare some questions as well that you might want to ask about the course or the institution. So most of clearing happens over the phone.
Yeah.
So the university or college will give you a verbal indication of whether or not they can consider you.
Yeah.
So it could be a verbal offer, it could be that they're putting you on a reserve list, or they could be turning you down. At that point, you go back to your list and contact some more institutions. It's common that a university will only offer you a place for a certain amount of time, so it could be 12, 24 or 48 hours.
Mm.
And you've got that time to maybe contact other universities, have,
yeah,
other discussions. And usually it's not possible to add a clearing choice through UCAS Hub until around 2 or 3 p.m. on the day of results day.
Yeah.
So that limits those rushed decisions.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so remember that you can talk to as many universities and colleges,
yeah,
as you like, but you only make one clearing choice, so it's not like your initial application.
Still
you've
pick
got those
that
five
one.
Offers, yeah.
Will the list of your available clearing options, that'll be on your UCAS account? Is that
so you put it on your UCAS hub,
yeah,
okay, that, yeah, clearing choice that you make. And I suppose it depends how competitive the courses that you're applying for as to how soon you need to add that clearing choice.
Yeah.
So if it is a more popular course, then it would be advisable to try and make it on that day of clearing. But you may want the opportunity of visiting a clearing open day,
yeah,
and they usually happen on the weekend, on the Saturday or the Sunday after results day, which, you know, gives you a little bit more time to make your decisions.
Yeah.
But if it's a competitive course, then, yeah, don't delay making that decision.
Yeah, I think it's super helpful for students that are potentially quite anxious about the idea of clearing in the day, because it can be quite a big day, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's kind of helpful to know exactly sort of the ins and outs of how it works beforehand. So listening to this hopefully gives them an idea of, now they know to expect, that they'll be on their UCAS account, they'll have the list of the options available to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phone number that you ring that, again, is provided to you. And then the person on the other end of the phone is, they work in that institution, and it's their job to support you through this. They're trained on clearing and the UCAS process and everything, and they will help you through that. They'll help you get the information that you need to be able to sort of confirm your place in that and to go through that. So I think it's sort of hopefully a bit of a peace of mind that it is just website, phone call.
Yeah.
Make your phone calls.
It's a conversation.
Click on your account. Boom, this is the one I want. It's not anything that's super scary or complicated. It's it's made and designed to hopefully be straightforward and easy. Because universities want it to be easy as well, don't they? They don't want it to
there
be some horrible...
There are some lovely people working on those on those hotlines, and they do want to offer you a place. They want to be able to help you. So students are going to be apprehensive.
Yeah.
But as soon as they pick up that phone and make that call, then they'll be reassured by some really lovely people.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something we keep coming back to on the podcast. On all the subjects, but like the people that you're interacting with, They're all these people, they're in the support teams, they're in the student services and stuff. Yeah. Like, they want to help you, they want to see you go on and succeed and things like that. So just embrace the support that's there.
Yeah.
Ask all the questions you need to ask and things like that.
Yeah, and a lot of them have been through some kind of similar process themselves, so they understand and they can really empathise what it's like to be getting your results and to, you know... The nerves and excitement and everything that comes along with that day.
Yeah, definitely. Something that sort of maybe not thought of as much, or to us isn't thought of, but might actually be something that's really on the minds of students that are on the day having to go through clearing, or even now are thinking, might have made the wrong choice, let's look at clearing. After clearing, after you've been offered your place, is there any difference for a student that's been through clearing and a student that's gone through the sort of usual UCAS experience once you start your course?
Absolutely not.
There's not, is there?
No.
No difference at all. I knew the answer, but I was sort of setting it up for the big reveal. But there's no record of you coming through clearing on any registers or anything. There's no reason for anyone, unless you tell them, to think. So there's no reflection on you as a person if that's something you're worried about at all like that. And there shouldn't be. You shouldn't be worried about that. But if you are... There's no baggage with it.
No, I'm sure behind the scenes that universities do kind of collect that data, kind of measure progress. But as a student, no, your experience is going to be no different at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Don't worry about it. It's not like you're not being branded as they came through clearing. No one will know. It's exactly the same. Your process and your experience at university will be exactly the same.
Yeah.
So it's just the opportunity for you to make your decisions. So Jenny, do you have three top tips that you would give to the students that are looking at going through clearing?
Yes, I have some top tips. So do your research prior to results day if you're an A-level and BTEC student. Have a standby shortlist.
Mm-hmm.
So for offers above and below what you've been predicted.
Mm-hmm.
I would say be in the country on results day.
Very good point.
Yeah, and not just on the Thursday, but also the few days after as well. Mm-hmm. You need to speak to those universities and colleges yourself. You can't rely on a tutor or a parent or carer to make those calls for you. So don't book your holiday
around
the 17th of August. Yeah. And don't rush your decision. So clearing isn't just for one day. And if it doesn't feel right, could a gap year be an option? Do you want to explore apprenticeships, employment opportunities, and gain some advice from your tutors and careers advisors to support you in those decisions? If you have narrowly missed out on what you needed, unfortunate results are not the end of a journey. It's just the start of a new one, a different journey.
Yeah. Oh, that's an inspirational quote, that is.
It is.
You prepared that? Have you used that before?
I might have done.
That's going to be the tagline for this episode. I can feel it already. amazing. So top tips. I love the first one because it's something we bang on about. doing your research. Do your research. It makes a massive difference. Having a list of things, so whether it's slightly below or slightly above the grades you expected. Be in the country. You can't make those phone calls from Ibiza or something. So be in the country and be in a... Have a working pen. That was an important part from this episode. A working pen and be ready with the information. And yeah, really important, don't rush a decision. I really like that there's a cut-off of like, you can't do it till 3 o'clock sort of thing, because someone might just go through really quickly. They found a place, yes, I'm doing it. But actually having a few hours to stop, think about it, speak to a few different institutions, see what's best for you. Yeah, that's really good. Don't rush it. There is no rush. And as you say, it's a process of a few days. It's not a... it's not like some mad race to get the places that you want sort of thing. You got to do what's best for you.
Yeah, and I think what else you said was really key was like speaking to other people. So speaking to tutors, parents, careers advisors, do you know what I mean? Like really looking at who's around you in your network that you can have a conversation with.
Yeah.
Just to help you slow down and make the best informed decision that you can.
Definitely. And like you say, there'll be chat rooms and Facebook groups. You don't use Facebook, I know, but I don't
like Unibuddy.
Things like that, where you can log in and there'll be loads of different sort of people leaving like reviews and comments and things and what the experience is like. And you can find all that information. So you do access it and use it and take advantage of that.
Yeah,
so that was clearing. But thank you, Jenny, so much for coming on and talking clearing with
us. You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
No, yeah, you've been brilliant. And we're probably not going to use and abuse you for many other subjects. Everyone that comes on, we're like, oh, you were really good. We're going to speak to you again about something.
I love talking anything, H.
Same. I don't know if anyone... Oh, sorry. I just love talking. but thank you, Rebecca, as well, for coming on this episode. We really appreciate it as well.
Thank you. It's been good.
Have you enjoyed it?
Good. Great.
That's it. Rebecca's getting sacked. She's never coming back on again. Just say her name.